Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Situational Awareness Reading Environments, Signals, and Human Behavior in Real Time is a practical nonfiction guide by Tanner Betts and the second volume in the Strategic Awareness series. The book focuses on the skill of reading changing environments as they unfold, especially in workplaces, institutions, communities, and organizations. Rather than presenting situational awareness as a narrow safety concept, it treats awareness as a broader interpretive discipline for understanding behavior, communication patterns, incentives, and shifts in power. Its purpose is to help readers move beyond isolated events and notice the conditions that make those events likely. Based on available information, the book is written as a field guide rather than an academic study, emphasizing mental frameworks that can be applied in uncertain or complex settings. It is aimed at readers who want to improve judgment, anticipate emerging problems, and understand how human systems reveal their direction through signals that are often visible before formal decisions are made. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading environments as systems rather than isolated events. A central idea of situational awareness is that events should not be interpreted in isolation. The book positions environments as systems made up of behaviors, incentives, communication habits, decision patterns, and institutional pressures. This matters because a single meeting, policy change, conflict, or sudden silence can be misleading if separated from the broader context that produced it. Betts appears to encourage readers to ask what the environment is rewarding, what it is suppressing, and what patterns have been repeated over time. This approach turns awareness into a structured form of observation rather than a vague sense of alertness. In a workplace, for example, the change in communication style may not be meaningful by itself, but when paired with altered priorities, delayed decisions, or new informal alliances, it may indicate a larger shift. The value of this perspective is that it helps readers distinguish noise from signal. Instead of reacting emotionally to each new development, they learn to examine the surrounding structure that gives events their meaning. Secondly, signals as early indicators of emerging change. The book emphasizes signals as visible clues that reveal what may be changing beneath the surface of an environment. These signals can include shifts in behavior, communication frequency, decision timing, tone, priorities, and patterns of attention. The practical importance of this idea is that meaningful change often becomes detectable before it becomes official. Organizations and communities rarely transform all at once. People begin to speak differently, withhold information, redirect resources, avoid certain subjects, or prioritize new concerns before formal announcements are made. Situational awareness treats these cues as material for interpretation, not as facts that automatically prove a conclusion. This distinction is important because the book is not encouraging paranoia or overreading every detail. Instead, it frames signal recognition as disciplined pattern detection. A single cue may be weak, but several related cues across time can suggest an emerging direction. The reader is therefore trained to watch for consistency, timing, and context. This makes awareness useful for anticipating problems, preparing responses, and reducing dependence on late or incomplete information. Thirdly, human behavior patterns reveal priorities and pressures. Another important topic is the relationship between human behavior and the pressures created by an environment. The book highlights that people often reveal priorities through what they choose, avoid, repeat, or ignore. In organizations, behavior can expose incentives more clearly than formal language does. A leader may publicly value collaboration, but if promotions reward speed over consultation, employees will adapt to the real incentive structure. Betts situates situational awareness in this gap between stated intentions and observable behavior. This is useful because it allows readers to evaluate environments based on actions rather than declarations. The same principle applies to decision-making patterns. Who gets consulted, which problems receive urgency, which voices are ignored, and where resources move can all reveal underlying power and priority. The book, therefore, treats human behavior as evidence of system design. Its reasoning is practical. If people are consistently behaving in a certain way, there is probably a pressure, reward, fear, or constraint shaping that behavior. Awareness begins with noticing those patterns before making judgments. Fourthly, power, incentives, and priorities shape what people notice. Situational awareness links observation to the hidden forces that guide choices inside complex environments. The available description specifically points to shifts in power, incentives, and priorities as signals readers should learn to interpret. This expands situational awareness beyond watching physical surroundings or immediate risks. It asks readers to notice who has influence, what outcomes are being rewarded, which goals are gaining attention, and which concerns are losing importance. In many organizations, power does not only appear through titles. It can appear through access, timing, informal authority, resource control, or the ability to define what counts as urgent. incentives also shape perception because people tend to notice and protect what affects their standing, security, or advancement. By reading these forces together, the book offers a way to understand why rational people may act in ways that seem confusing when viewed only at the surface level. The practical benefit is sharper interpretation. A reader who understands incentive pressure can better explain recurring behavior and anticipate where resistance, compliance, or conflict may appear. Lastly, maintaining awareness under uncertainty without overreacting, the book also addresses awareness in complex and uncertain environments, where information is incomplete and conditions shift quickly. In such settings, the challenge is not only noticing more, but interpreting carefully. Too little attention leads to surprise, while excessive interpretation can create false certainty. Situational awareness appears to position the reader between these extremes by emphasizing patterns, early warning signs, and environmental context. This makes the book relevant for professionals who must make decisions before everything is confirmed. The skill is not prediction in a rigid sense, but preparation through better reading of present conditions. A useful framework in this context is separating observation from conclusion. The reader notices signals, compares them with past patterns, considers incentives, and watches whether the pattern strengthens or weakens. This process reduces impulsive reaction because it treats awareness as continuous assessment. The book stands out in this respect by presenting situational awareness as a calm interpretive practice. Its goal is clarity under uncertainty, not constant alarm or dramatic threat detection. In conclusion, situational awareness is best suited for readers who work in or around complex human systems, including managers, analysts, team leaders, consultants, institutional staff, community organizers, and professionals who need to understand changing conditions before they become obvious. It may also appeal to general readers interested in strategic thinking, organizational behavior, and practical observation. The main benefit is not a set of rigid formulas, but a way of looking at environments with more structure. Readers can expect to gain language for identifying signals, recognizing behavioral patterns, interpreting incentives, and noticing early warning signs. Intellectually, the book encourages a shift from event-focused thinking to environment-focused thinking. Practically, it can help readers make better sense of unclear situations, especially where formal communication is incomplete or delayed, compared with many books on situational awareness. This one appears less focused on personal security or emergency response, and more focused on institutional and behavioral interpretation. Compared with academic books on organizations, it is positioned as more accessible and field guide oriented. Its distinguishing feature is the combination of real-time observation, human behavior reading, and strategic awareness. That makes it useful for readers who want a practical framework for understanding how environments change and how people reveal those changes through action. If you would like to support Tanner Betts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.